We're going to head up north now, along the 880's congested cousin, the 80, and make our way to Sonoma, where locals actually voted on their least favorite street. KALW's Lindsay Lee Keel took a trip to see what that one was all about and to find out what's being done to fix it.
Pengrove's Leha Road cuts through grassy farmland. Oak tree branches reach through the afternoon mist. It's really beautiful, but the road itself, not so much. The road is a patchwork of pavement, potholes, and loose gravel. I pull over to get a closer look.
Thistles.
That's the sound of the loose road. Which sounds like I'm walking on rocks, which is basically what it is. It's in chunks. Just chunks of rocks. Road Warrior, a Sonoma County transportation blog, holds a poll each year for the worst of the roads. This year's winner? Yep, Leha. Janae Rosin, who lives near the top of the road, cast her vote right here.
There's some areas that are so bumpy from so many patches that people veer to the opposite side of the road in order to miss the bumpy part, and it's very dangerous. And we have school buses that travel up this road. So safety's a big issue.
Such an issue that she and her neighbors have started a campaign called Save Leha Road. They've collected signatures on a petition calling for its repair. They've held meetings with the county's transportation division.
Everyone's sympathetic. Everyone gets it. They want to fix the roads, but they don't have the money.
Rosin says Leha has plenty of company on the bad road ballot.
89% of the roads in Sonoma County are what we would call orphaned. All they get is a little patching with this kind of hot asphalt they come out with a shovel and put in, and it doesn't last even a season.
But it's not like the county isn't aware of the decaying roads.
It is truly a money issue.
That's Tom O'Kane, Deputy Director of Transportation in Sonoma County.
Our budget's been cut anywhere from 30% to 40% over the last 3 years, and we've lost about that percentage of our staff, and we just don't have money enough to do everything needs to be done with the infrastructure.
O'Kane says the gas tax is the main source of revenue for road maintenance, and it hasn't been raised since the early 1990s. Since then, he says, the cost of asphalt, concrete, and fuel has more than doubled or tripled, while the income has stayed the same.
It was figured last year that if the the gas tax was just raised 15 cents on a gallon of gas, that most of the transportation problems in California would go away. They would be solved.
But state lawmakers aren't passing new taxes. So Janae Rosin wants to look beyond Sacramento and into the community for creative answers.
The good thing about what's coming out of this movement with Save Leha Road is that we are not a group of angry people or citizens. We are a group of people that want to create a solution. And we want to work with the county. And we want to find a way that all of our roads can be maintained. It only makes sense.
Despite her activism, it hasn't happened yet. So Leha, like many other roads in wine country, continues to provide a beautiful but bumpy ride. On what may well be the worst road in Sonoma County, I'm Lindsay Lee Keel for Cross Currents. It's really bumpy here. Oh my God.